Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/entitledpeople. Our first post of this episode comes from Tennessee Chick and it's titled I was verbally assaulted at a gas station for being old. I'm a retired, mid-60s, white female who needed gas last Monday before I ran my errands. I stopped at a station near my house that doesn't have a large lot, so parking and turning are cramped. I pulled up to a pump after circling the station twice looking for an opening. Once I got out of the car, I heard someone honking behind me and see a young man, also white, about 35 in a big white truck, parked vertically behind me near the curb. When I got to the pump, he yelled at me, "Didn't you see I was in line for that pump?" I said no and continued to try and put my card in the reader BC. He had startled me. He called me a bitch and told me he was in line. I repeated I didn't realize he was in line, and that's when the shush T hit the fan. His next words were screaming, "You're too f dotting old to be out in public. You should be at home waiting to die, you f dotting a hole." The next 10 to 15 minutes he never shut up about how old I was and what a f dotting a hole I was. Over and over again and again. He did pull his truck away from the curb and get behind me in line. At this point he told he in a slightly lower tone than a scream that I had better hurry the foo k up. I didn't respond. He repeated it. I said I was retired, I didn't have to hurry up. He said it again. At this point, I was done w him and I told him, "Oh, I'm so old, my back is bad, and my hip and shoulders. It'll take me 30 to 35 minutes to finish pumping the little bit of gas I need. You had better start looking for another pump because you will never get this one." Well, he did look for another pump, but he backed into the same pump as me, on other side, and continued to scream and curse me out for another 5 minutes. When he screamed ugly something about my mom, I told him his mother had certainly raised a complete foo dotting a hole. At this point he told me to sue K a dick. I laughed at him and said not bloody likely. A few points I would like to make. I really didn't see him waiting for the pump, I thought he was parked to the side waiting on someone to come out of the store. If he had not immediately started screaming and cursing at me, I might have moved. While I wasn't scared, and was kind of amused at his childish hissy fit, I tried not to respond to his accusations. IDK why he thought I had no business in public BC. I'm older. Maybe he hates his grandmas. I was not afraid BC. There were at least 20 people at the station and we were the center of attention. He was loud AF. I'm also Irish and Scottish, so it's sorta like picking a fight with a honey badger. You might win, but I'm gonna do some damage. I was playing with him and seeing just how worked up I could get him. He's never gonna get to retire. His blood pressure and anger issues are going to take him out before he's 50. After I finished pumping, I slowly got into my car, buckled my seatbelt, turned up my radio and slowly drove off with him screaming obscenities at me the whole time. I never looked back at him. This is my first post on Reddit, so be kind to me please. I'm a widow and have been for 11 years. I have always fought my own battles, and as my dad used to say about me, I take a little bit of crap from my dad, a lot of crap from my hubby, and nothing off of anybody else. That's how he raised me. The next post from Yikes Lady is titled Thanksgiving guests brought to go containers, put them next to their plates at the table and casually filled them up throughout the meal while acting like it was perfectly normal. My BF's cousin brought her mother, her BF and his two kids in their late 20s over for Thanksgiving. We've celebrated a few holidays with him at the cousin's house over the last few years, but our conversations have always been strictly small talk. We don't really know them well, but they seemed like nice people. They didn't do this at the cousin's house, at least not in our presence, so it was a surprise. We had no problem inviting them. This was their first time at our house. But, yeah, these folks apparently thought this was okay. Nobody said a word about it. The only thing I could think of to say was, "WTF are you doing, assholes," but couldn't bring myself to say it in front of a bunch of old people at Thanksgiving. If that was me and my mom or dad was at the table, they would have been the first to say something to me. And they would not have said it privately or nicely regardless of my age. This dad did a very bad job of pretending to not notice it. The cousin and her mom were clearly embarrassed, but did nothing. Oh, and they went into the fridge without asking. Again, these are basically acquaintances in someone's house for the first time. They got lots of side eye from everyone at the table, but that's it. I was actually hoping one of my BF's aunties would tell him off. It would have been very entertaining. At first, I was mad at myself for not saying anything, but now I'm glad I didn't. We see these people twice a year for a couple of hours at the very most. We still had plenty of food and I would have given them what they took anyway. The old folks really enjoyed getting together again and I'm glad I didn't ruin it. They're never setting foot in this house again, obviously. Update, just had a call from the cousin. One of my BF's aunties let the two entitled twits have it on the way home. They probably thought they were safe from their dad because they drove here separately, but they made the grave mistake of offering to drive a couple of the aunties home, which makes them not all bad, I agree. I'm sure they were accused of being raised by wolves. These ladies don't have much of a filter and they're tough to stop once they get going. The cousin is a normal person, so of course she apologized and agreed that the dad should have spoken up. I didn't ask why he didn't. This is the first time he has done anything I disagreed with in the 6 years we have known him, so I'm giving him a pass. Thanks so much for the nice feedback. I'm glad you all enjoyed my little tale of Thanksgiving entitlement. The next post from Jules Utah is titled Aunt Wants Me to Work for Free. I am skilled at genealogy and research. Because of this, I've helped attorneys and funeral homes help track down next of kin when people have passed. I have also helped people find their birth families. A lot of times I've done this on a volunteer basis, but because it is becoming more time-consuming and it requires me to pay for subscription services, I've begun charging small fees for my time and to cover the subscription costs. If I can't find what people are looking for, I only charge for what I did find, which may be helpful in the future. Again, I keep costs low. A couple of weeks ago, my aunt asked me to help find a long-lost cousin. I told her no problem, but it would be $60, which she complained about. She said she would do it herself, then asked me how I do it. I told her about the websites I use and she complained they would all charge her to sign up and ask me for my login info. I told her no, and that is part of the reason I charge. It's not free for me to do this and it also uses my time and skill set knowing how to properly utilize family trees and other records. She is still mad about it and complaining to any family member that will listen and calling me a big snoop. Yeah, I do snoop, but she wanted to benefit for free from my snooping skills. The next post from Not Yours Love 2021 is titled The Woman Who Tried to Give My Brother Sweets. I, 18F, was babysitting my brother, 2 years old male, me and him are both Muslims, it'll be relevant later on Friday and I decided to do the weekly shopping for my mum. I went to the store, did my shopping and paid. I was on the opposite side of the tills where you pack your items into shopping bags. My brother kicked off so I tried to calm him down with his dummy and teddy blanket and this lady came up to us and started cooing at him. I kept an eye on him both. He started fussing again but calmed down and that was strange to me so I went to him and saw he had a sweet in his hand. This is how our convo went, me, excuse me but what sweet is that? Her, it's a Haribo, he was crying so I gave him one to calm him down. Where I'm from, Haribos are haram so we can't eat them, me, I took it off him before he could eat it, I'm sorry but me and my brother are both Muslims and we can't eat Haribos due to it having gelatin in. Her, he's a child, let him have it. You're depriving him of sugar. Me, he has plenty of sugar a day. He's not allowed Haribos. And please don't give any child you don't know sweets, it can be dangerous. Her, I'll give him what I want. I paid for it so I can decide what to do with them. Me, let me pay you back and that's the end of this, you're making a scene now. Her, gives him the full packet and I take them off him and leave them on the island where we pack the shopping, he's a child let him have the sweets. See, he wants them. I shove all my shopping into the trolley and I start to walk off. She's still saying I'm neglecting him and not allowing him to eat. I told my friend and she said I'm the R for not letting him eat the Haribos. She's not Muslim, but my other friend said I did the right thing, she's not a Muslim either. I swear down I wanted to smack her for the audacity but I couldn't because my brother copies everything and I didn't want him going home copying anything and getting myself into trouble for teaching him bad stuff rolling on the floor laughing rolling on the floor laughing. The next post from NT Engineer is titled My Neighbor Strikes Again, at least, it's probably her. Dot. I've posted about my next door neighbor before. About her calling the cops on my car in my own driveway. Her complaining about the hedge. And her coming to my door to talk to me with COVID symptoms. But I have a new one, this one just from today. So, I'm sitting in my office which has a window that looks out into the front yard. I have one of my vehicles parked in the street in front of my house, and two in the driveway. I happen to glance outside and see a sheriff car pull up in front of my car. I thought it odd, but figured maybe something is going on in the neighborhood. so I keep an eye on what's going on. I then see the officer get out of the car and walk to my car and start looking at it. I figured I should go outside and talk to them. So, I put on my mask and hobble outside, still recovering from surgery. The interaction goes something along the lines of this. Me, good afternoon officer, can I help you with anything? Officer, good afternoon. We got a report that this car might be abandoned, is this yours? Me, yes. And it's not abandoned. Officer, the report I have is that the car has been sitting here for weeks without moving. If the car is not operational, it has to be moved off the street. Me, I actually drove it yesterday, was gone for about an hour. I also drove it on Friday when I went to the pharmacy. Officer, do you happen to have any proof that you drove it? Me, of course. I go to my car and get out a piece of paper and show him. As it happens to be, the reason I had it out for an hour yesterday was to go get it smog checked, called DEQ in Oregon. When you pass, they give you a receipt that shows you passed DEQ and it has all the information on it about the test, including the date and the amount you paid, etc. So the officer just looks at it and then hands the paper back to me. Officer, thank you. Clearly, if you were at DEQ yesterday and passed a test, the vehicle is not abandoned. Me, nope. My guess is that my annoying neighbor called you guys. She's always doing stupid stuff like this because she feels the neighborhood is under her domain and control. Officer, I cannot provide that information. Me, I know, have a good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving. Officer, happy Thanksgiving to you too. So the officer goes to his car and I looked at my neighbor's house, and I see her at the window. I smile and wave at her, she gives me a dirty look and then goes away from the window. I wish her sons would put her into a smaller home or a nursing home or retirement home or something. She has way too much time on her hands being in that huge house all by herself all day. The next post from crack 1 is titled "My sister won't let me have red hair at her wedding. So I recently dyed my hair a bright red by myself with my own money. I sent a picture and my sister said it was cute but I can't have it for her wedding. I finally feel confident and powerful. I offered to buy a wig because I do know how to install them. I also offered to not be in the wedding and not be in the pictures. I'm finally happy with myself and I don't want to change anything. I know it's her big day but it's also how I view myself. I feel like a complete ass and I'm coming to the point of not even going at all. I'm so conflicted with everything now." The next post from Sideways Apples is titled "Friendship Ends Over Pink Hair." I, 47F, was trained formally as a hairstylist, and though I'm not working in a salon, I still enjoy doing hair to this day. I'm on disability for a slew of health problems, so I frequently offer deals to low-income friends so they can get great hair that fits their budget because I can, and I maintain my skill set. I'm also very generous with my possessions and have lost a fair bit due to entitled people taking my kindness for granted. This is one of those times. Several years ago, this one, friend, 26F. Had several children who all behaved really well for me. She was a long walk from me and I never complained about the walk. I had been a bottle redhead in deeper tones for some time but was looking for a vivid shade. She would pay me what she could, and I would take laundry occasionally to her place. I was selling my elliptical machine that was worth $1,400 for $350 and she asked to buy it. I agreed. She paid me $50 and never paid the rest. Excuse after excuse though. She finds this awesome vivid color in a red shade. I loved it on her and we put some in my hair, too. It looked amazing on me. I went to the beauty supply and got myself the same brand, but chose a vivid hot pink. It looked even more amazing on me than the red shade. The haircut I had given her was a takeoff, and a very tame introductory version of one style I had in hairstyling school 2 decades earlier, so dyed my hair vivid pink and gave myself the full cut she wasn't confident enough to wear. But since I had it 20 years prior, so knew it looked good on me. Wore that style for at least 5 years after. Looked great on me, not for timid people with low confidence. We had very different hair colors and hairstyles, to me. Red and pink are not remotely the same color, but this woman went flying off the deep end and demanded an answer as to why I dyed my hair her hair color. She was actually livid with me because she wanted to be the only one in her friend group with this shade of hair. I was sick at the time and dealing with extreme stresses, but she insisted on getting her answer. She demanded I apologize, dye my hair something else, and she wanted it done now. I warned her she wouldn't like my answer, or me anymore, if she forced the issue and she pushed and pushed, until I said, fine. My exact words to her were, "I've been a bottle redhead since you met me, and you don't own the patent on red hair. FKU. I was correct. She didn't like that reply, or my attitude. She genuinely expected me to give in to her unreasonable demands and was so terribly offended that I refused. She was threatening our friendship. Didn't I care? No, I didn't. I had real problems and didn't need her inventing any. Apparently that made me every nasty name in the book, though I didn't hear it, because I blocked her immediately. I lost the rest of the $300 she didn't want to pay on the machine, which was probably why she made the issue. She could have just given the elliptical back if she couldn't afford it and didn't use it. I heard she sold it to someone because she never used it. The next post from 21 Black Guys is entitled Dad, Stepmother and Brother Assaulted Me in a Grocery Store and Triggered a PTSD Episode. This happened yesterday. This is a repost from entitled Parents. I'm getting a restraining order on the family. I'm doing a little better and I know that they were correct in that it was a PTSD episode. Run the shit show. This happened like 9 hours ago. My English is not the best, so I apologize. I don't know if PTSD episode is the right wording for it because I don't know what the F I was going through because I had one before and I didn't feel like that, but everyone else said it was. Someone can correct me, that'll be okay. This is the shortest I can make. My boss, aka my uncle-in-law, and I were early shopping for Thanksgiving. When we were done, my boss forgot something and went back to get it, and I sat down on the bench to play Stardew. As I was trying to fish for a lava eel, two people sat down on each side of me. I looked up and noticed it was my dad, and my stepmom in front of me was my brother. My heart fell out of my ass. If you haven't read the stories about my twin sister, you know that my sister is my father's and stepmother's golden child, and my father's other children hated my sister so badly that they took their hatred for her out on me. I became scared. I tried to get up, but both my sperm donor and his crack whore grabbed me and put me back down. They proceeded to dig their nails into my skin and whisper really fucked up shit into my ear. They used to do that to me as a child as a torture method when we were in public. They tell me how I was useless, that I was ungrateful, and that I would be giving my sister my money, and I'm disgusting. ECT, I'm the most mentally fragile out of my father's children, and with my autism, you could fuck me up easily. As they dug their nails to my skin until I bleed, my brain shouted at me, did you forget you're pregnant? Protect your shit. So I bit my stepmother and smacked my dad with my Stylo 5. I tried to book it, but I didn't get too far because my brother grabbed me by my wrist. The way he grabbed me immediately put me into a PTSD episode. I started apologizing and I said that I was sorry. Then I started begging for help, screaming for my boss to save me because he's my safety shield. The employees tried to intervene, but my dad told him that they caught me stealing. Then my dad slapped me in the face for breaking the law. Deeper into the PTSD episode one go. So many bad memories came flooding back, and as my brother reached for my face, that I thought he was trying to hurt me again. My good brother, the one I like, gave me a pocket knife to carry around with me. I recently found it again, and I've jammed that motherfucker right in asshole of a brother's hand. I don't remember what happened afterwards because I crawled up into a ball and lost my shit. My boss helped me out of what the fuck I was going through. He the only man who can touch me when I'm losing my mind. After I came to, I told them what happened and I feared for my life. Well, long story short, my family got arrested. I have a sprained wrist and I have scars on my body from where they dug their nails into my skin. But the one thing that pissed me off the most out of all this bullshit, my twin sister called me. Calling me out of my name because I got daddy arrested. I'm not okay. I keep flinching every time fiance try to reach for me, and I'm heartbroken, and my bitch of a sister is worried about fucking father and my stepmom and not me. I was the one who was assaulted. I'm the victim here. What the hell? The funniest part about it, she wants me to pay their bail. I'm going to talk to my therapist in the morning. This is definitely a setback and I am constantly in fight or flight mode. My mother wants to cut a bitch. I think it's hilarious when the French lady gets so angry. My true family is by my side and I'm going to be okay eventually. I just don't know when. I'm not in the right mindset, so I don't know how to end this. I'm sorry. The next post from Excellent Tourist 687 is titled A Grown Man Yelling at a Minimum Wage Employee and Me Yelling at Him. Sorry about bad format on mobile, you know the drill. I was waiting in line at a McDonald's last night. It was late 10 p.m. You could tell they were very understaffed. They had a lot of sold out items and they were trying their best. My family and I were being patient, understanding this takes time. I'm sitting in the very back seat and hear screaming. At first I thought it was someone behind us yelling about something else. Then this douche in a truck in front of us starts yelling about how ridiculously long he's been waiting. Mind you, it's 5 minutes I counted. This got annoying fairly quickly with all his screaming for no reason. One of the window on the car was rolled down, so I decided to yell something at him to well shut him up. I yell at him to shut up and that no one cares. Yeah, no, because no one does care. Then he gets out of his car and starts banging on the door of this McDonald's. They don't let him in clearly. He gets back in his car and 2 minutes later he gets his food while flicking off the manger. To which I then again yell for him to get the fuck back in his car, bitch. Then he drove away yelling about how awful the service was. Not sure he heard me, but hey, that felt good. Woman shrugging, medium skin tone. The next post from Dragon Crystal is titled Brother Nearly Loses an Eye, but I get blamed, instead of our sister who caused it to happen. Dot. Anyone has permission to post this story on their channel for others to hear. Bit of backstory, this happened several years ago and it makes me mad each time I think about it, cause I wasn't to blame for this happening and still I was blamed either way, because I, heard, walked by the room, what was happening but didn't, bother, to stop what was about to happen. Cast, me, Dragon Crystal equals myself, Molly equals my entitled younger sister, Kirito equals brother who almost lost his eye, Mom equals my entitled narcissist mom and Dad equals my entitled narcissist dad. I had been in my room for several hours, since I got home from school working on my homework and was starting to get a bit hungry, so I decided to leave my room to get a quick snack to eat while continuing my homework. I walked past the living room not really paying attention to what's happening and just wanting to get my snack. Molly, hey Kirito, hold this tightly, she was messing with Dad's exercise rope, Kirito being a kid does what he's told not thinking that he could get hurt from it. Molly takes one end and starts pulling it as far as she can. Even though it was reaching its limits, she just kept pulling it. Me in the kitchen still debating what I want for a snack, opens the fridge and starts making a sandwich for myself. Just as I'm finished making my sandwich, I hear a loud thwack coming from the living room following the sound of Kirito screaming in pain. I sprint into the living room to see what happened, only to almost run into Molly, whom was sprinting out to prevent from getting in trouble. Still in the living room is Kirito clutching his injured eye with blood running down his cheek and hands while still crying. I'm in shock by what's happened but quickly run back into the kitchen to get a towel or something to stop the bleeding. By the time I get back, Mom and Dad have already made it to Kirito and asking him what happened. He is in too much pain and can barely talk. I walk over and hand him the towel to stop the bleeding. Then comes the entitlement and narcissistic parents storm. Dad, why did you hurt your brother? Me. Didn't hurt him, I was in the kitchen. Molly, wah, Mom, Molly didn't do anything, she was just using the exercise rope, don't lie to us. Me. I'm not lying, didn't even come in here until I heard Kirito screaming. I walked by and saw them in here, but didn't, Dad. Well, if you knew this was going to happen, why didn't you stop them from doing so? While this shushty storm was happening, our grandma rushed in and was trying her best to stop the bleeding, before just yelling at our parents to stop blaming things on me and to take Kirito to the doctor before he loses his sight. This stopped my parents screaming and they took him to the hospital to get his eye checked. Kirito ended up going to cause the bleeding was so bad that even the doctor couldn't tell if Kirito was going to be able to see through that eye anymore. After a few hours we found out that Kirito's eye was fine, cause the plastic handle on the exercise rope had smacked his eyebrow and if any lower he would have lost his eyesight. He got a few stitches on his eyebrow, it healed but he's left with a visible scar from the incident. He even told his side of the story. But it didn't stop our parents from continuing their shushty storm to ground me. Eventually though, I'd repeatedly told him that I wasn't in the room when it happened and I just happened to walk by just before it happened, and no, they never asked for Molly's opinion cause they believed her BS story of me secretly telling Molly and Kirito that it would be fun to do before slipping away to get my snack. I was grounded and not allowed to attend any of my cousin's parties or go to family gatherings for a full year, as well as not attend friends or classmates' parties, cause I'm such a bad role model and needed to be disciplined. While Molly was allowed to have fun and continued to give me triumph smug looks cause she knew that if I started a fight with her she'd win and my punishment would only get worse. TL;DR narcissistic parents wrongful blames me for the near fatal smack to our brother's face, because our sister said so. The next post from Withynope is titled Your family member died but you aren't paying attention to someone you've been seeing for no time at all. What about me? The world revolves around me. Dot. Enjoy. The comments also a beautiful reflection of the empathy these jackasses have, link. The next post from Realistic Stress 383 is titled Disabled Parking. So I have a disabled daughter in a wheelchair access, we have the parking tags, everything. When we park, we need the spot for a van. I find a spot. T happens to be the first spot. Go in shop, come back, and there's a van parked beside me in a no parking spot. It's so close I can't open the car door. I go in with make, model, and tag number, and they make an announcement for them to move the vehicle. I did this two times. After 20 minutes, I call cops. 20 minutes more, they come. The woman of the van starts calling me a bit H and other names for not allowing her to park where she want. Case we have no idea what it's like not to be able to move well, with grinding knees, smiling face with hearts, for which I respond with no, we have no idea what it's like not to be able to move well. My daughter is apparently in the wheelchair. Case it seemed fun. She starts yelling at my kid to get her ass up and slide in if we want to leave so bad. The cop asked why we didn't think of that. My girl responds with, that's not gonna happen. See, I'm not lazy, don't have a hurt foot. I happen to be paralyzed and my mom needs the room to physically pick me up and move me in. Officer apologizes. Now the WOMA is calling us liars, just don't want a cop to see she deserved to be there over us. The next post from Craigle Tom is titled, my cousin sent evil mama bear a pineapple and anchovy pizza. I'll make it clear from the start here that I had no involvement in this. Nor did I want my cousin to do it because I was trying not to provoke evil mama bear. I know a lot of you have been hoping something like this would happen. Well, here it is. I'm only posting this now because another situation happened not long after this and I wanted to make sure T was over first. Last week my cousin told me she combed through my Reddit posts and was inspired to prank evil mama bear with a pizza. And she only went for the two pizza toppings EMB hates the most. Pineapple and anchovies. She told me she called around town and found a place that serves anchovies as a topping. And then she ordered her little evil masterpiece and prepaid with a generous tip to have it sent to EMB's house with a card that said, thinking about you, sent with it. She told me she waited at a neighbor's house across the street and watched from their living room window. She waited and watched as the pizza delivery person showed up with said pizza. There was a moment of back and forth and cousin couldn't hear anything because she was across the street and inside a house without an open window. But she said EMB picked up the card, smiled, then took the pizza and slammed the door in the delivery person's face. I guess the moment she heard it was free, that was all she could think of, and took it without even looking in the box. Or offering a tip. About a minute later she came storming back outside with the pizza box in hand and chucked it like a frisbee out into the middle of the street. Cousin said she was fuming so much that she could have spontaneously combusted at any moment. Then stomped her way back into her house. That's where I thought the story ended. But nope, my cousin wasn't done yet. The neighbor who lives across the street has security cameras that picked up the whole thing. So they went over to EMB's house and rang the doorbell continuously until she finally answered. And they told her she needed to pick up the mess she made in the street, or they'd give the CCTV footage to police and she'd be cited for littering. EMB came trudging back outside wearing gloves and carrying a trash bag. Then she bagged up the pizza, threw it into her garbage can and then gave a middle finger to the neighbor's house. I know all this because I was shown a copy of parts of the CCTV video and my cousin called me laughing right after she pulled this off. I can't deny this made me laugh quite a bit. But I think the odds were pretty fair that EMB thought I was responsible because something else happened over the weekend. The next post from Plague001 is titled, you know food doesn't stay warm, right? Dot. I originally posted this in R, entitled Parents, and then found this sub and thought I should spread the love, or hilarious annoyance in this case. I used to work close shifts at a certain fast food restaurant, think gold and the letter after L, in a remote location, remote in that there was not another just down the road. This shift normally consisted of a mad dash around dinner and then nothing but the occasional drunk until closing. I was working drive-through this particular night, which meant I was also closest to the office phone and would take calls. I honestly don't remember this woman ordering, but I sure as hell remember what followed. It was about 2 hours until closing and the dinner rush was long over when this call came in. This was a while ago so I cannot remember the exact dialogue, but it's fairly close. Phone rings me. This is Op from 4X. How may I help you? Karen, you can explain to me why I've got a bag of cold ruined food and crying kids. Me, I'm sorry, Karen. I just brought dinner home for my children from your drive-thru and it is cold. I promised my children 4X tonight and you've ruined it for them. What am I supposed to do now? What kind of establishment is this? She went on like this for a few minutes and I listened, initially sympathizing with her since food can sit in the ready tray for a while before being bagged, and while we do prioritize drive-thru, they can get food which has been sitting for a while. I figured I'd let her vent and then give the standard response. Finally, she stopped for breath and I said, I'm very sorry about that. If we're particularly busy, then the food can get cold while we sort other orders. If you wanted to come in, then we can replace the food free of charge. Karen, first of all, I was in and out of drive-thru in a few minutes, so the ruined food is on you. Second, I cannot come in and get more. I live 45 minutes from town. My sympathy evaporated. Me. I'm sorry, so where was the food when you drove home? Karen, on my car seat. Me. For 45 minutes. Karen, yes. Me. You are aware that our food only has a 20-minute shelf life. Karen, it was bagged, I expect it to be warm. Me. We only have paper bags, they don't keep the food insulated. Karen, I don't care. I expect hot food and a higher quality of service. I want a refund and... I hung up. I wish I could say she was at our door screaming 45 minutes later, but nothing else came of it. My manager told me not to worry and we had a good laugh about it. I have other stories from my time there, but that was my only customer whose entitlement extended to the laws of thermodynamics. The next post from Danny MacArthur is titled Entitled X Claims Office's Discount Card. This entitled woman walked into my restaurant in 1986. Being the manager of a national pizza chain with a famous red roof afforded me my opportunity to take her down one small peg. This national chain gifted local police with a 50% discount card in an effort to keep a police presence in the restaurant and police make good word of mouth advertisements. After taking over management of this store in 1985, I went out of my way to befriend every policing agency in the area. One lonely mid-afternoon, my area manager, AM, was passing by to see about 9 police cars from the local, county, and 2 state agencies park catawampus in my lot because I know not to tell police how to park. Fearing something was wrong, he rushed to the counter wanting to know the problem. Why all the police cars? Nothing, they're eating lunch together. About a year later, one police officer came in with his 2 elementary children for dinner in the evening. I saw his bill and wondered why he didn't use the police discount and asked. He refused to talk about it in front of the children but came in the next day while on duty. He explained his wife claimed the discount card in the divorce and he doesn't have it anymore. Do you want it back? I asked. Not really, it will cause more trouble than it is worth. Here is the problem, stated with authority. The card only goes to the officer. However, I will let family members use it. Since she is no longer family, I can get into trouble for letting her use it. So, whether you want it back or not, I still have to confiscate it the next time she comes in. I don't know if his ex was entitled all the time, but the next time she came to use the card, she definitely showed how she thought the world revolved around her. Cast me equals me and EE equals entitled X. Me. Ma'am, I will let you use the card this time, but I have to confiscate it because you are no longer married to the officer. EE. No, I won the card in the divorce. It is mine. Me. As you see here at the bottom of the card, it reads, Property of Pizza Chain, EEE. I don't care what it says, give it back. As her face appears if I passed gas. Me. No, I cannot do that. Thank you for your business. EE called the police on me. Another officer showed up and I explained the policy of using the cards. Then I showed him the pizza chain retains ownership of the card and the local manager dictates who uses the card. He told her there was nothing he could do for her. She screamed police brotherhood and stormed out without the discount card. EE called my new AM and she phoned me the next day. I read the policy to her regarding the cards and explained the purpose for them as she was not familiar with them. She wanted me to tell the other managers about the cards at our next management meeting. She agreed she didn't like taking the card from a single mother, but it was policy. I offered the card to the officer, but he mentioned he was taking up a new position in his hometown because he wanted to get out of our small town. I didn't see him again after that last meeting. I saw EE around town a few times, but she didn't recognize me outside of pizza chain. Edit 1 Some grammar errors. Might be more. The next post from Lunal Galeo Star is titled Wanna Call the Cops on Me for Something I Didn't Do. Fine. I'm not scared, Karen. Oh, this is a good one. It was my very first encounter with a wild Karen, IIRC. I remember quite a lot, but not everything, and I don't remember exactly what was said, so this won't be exactly what happened, sorry about that. Bear with me, folks. Asking for details is okay, but I might not remember them right away. Cast, K, Karen M.E., Leal Ol, me, of course. Anyway, I have Asperger syndrome, and ADHD. Though that's of little importance here, and lots of trauma from my mentally abusive family, though that's a story for another time. Anyway, because I'm a little different, I like bugs. To me, they're the cutest creatures in the world. I was digging around in a neighbor's yard, they said it was okay, when all of a sudden, this lady approaches me. I, thinking she's just gonna pass by me, just ignore her. She gets my attention, when she sees me holding and gently petting a caterpillar. Now mind you, I'm always gentle with all creatures whenever possible, but she didn't care. She starts ranting and raving. Kay, you're hurting that caterpillar, you little brat. Put it down and get off my property. Me, I'm not hurting the caterpillar, and I'm not on your property, ma'am. Kay, yes, you are. I'm a loyal Christian, you little, she starts cussing at a 14 to 15 year old person with autism. At the time, I had anger problems too, though thankfully, I kept my hands to myself. Violence is never the answer, friends. It's the question, and the answer is no. By this point, I was getting tired of her BS. Me, what will it take to get you to go the F away? I don't remember what happened right after that, but I do remember that a few weeks later, there was a massive windstorm. A whole lot of stuff got knocked around, including some stuff in her yard. I had to walk past her house to get to and from the school bus stop, so the morning after the windstorm she was there, holding up a small signpost that the wind must have knocked over. She gave me an evil grin. Kay, so, you thought you could trash my yard, huh? Me, I didn't do that, ma'am. The wind probably did. Kay, liar, I'm calling the police. They'll lift fingerprints and prove that it was you. Me, thoroughly done and wanting to get home to play on my 3DS. Yeah, you do that. Have a nice day. I never heard from her again. I don't know why she hated me so much for wanting to play with bugs. Rolls eyes by now, I've learned to take everything in stride, so that ish don't bother me no more. The next post from Leia Renee is entitled Teacher Tells Girl to Go Back to Class While She's Waiting to See Her Grandma for the Last Time. So, this happened to me when I was about in my last year of middle school. That day was hard on me and my family cause it was the day that my grandma was gonna have her open heart surgery and there was a large chance that she may not survive. So that day my dad wrote notes to the school saying me and my older brother were to go down to the office to wait for him for us to leave school early, to go see my grandma for what could have been the last time. The time that my dad wanted to pick us up was during my Spanish class. So when it came time, the office called my Spanish teacher and had her send me down to the office to wait for my dad. When I got there, my older brother was already there and it was silent as both of us were just sitting there feeling so many feelings. Then the awful teacher who I didn't even know her name came over and this happened, it is awful teacher, it, why aren't you in class? Me, I was called down. My dad wrote a note so I'm about to be picked up, I was feeling so many emotions at this point that I could barely comprehend what she was saying, it, well you should be waiting in class, me, my dad wrote a note and called for me to be down at this time, it, well clearly he's not here yet so you should have waiting in class, me, I got called down. It, you're already failing as it is, you should have waited in the classroom learning course clearly he's not here yet so there's no reason for you to be down here. Me, my brother is down here too and you're not saying he should be waiting in class. It, he has good grades unlike you. Next time wait in class so you don't get even more behind. Then she stood there in silence for a couple minutes and left me sitting there wondering what I did. The reason my dad had us wait earlier than he was there was cause both mine and my brother's classrooms were on the other side of the building from the office and he wanted to make sure we weren't late to see our grandma. Luckily that day, the hospital decided last minute to change to a different surgical procedure. It was still being tested but had safer odds of survival and my grandma ended up surviving. But I will never forget how shitty that teacher made me feel. Yes, I was failing, but she had no idea why I was in the office and if my grandma died that day, I would have never forgiven her for making me feel like shit that day. Today's last post from Jaded Cloud 243 is titled Good Nurse Now Acting Entitled. Okay, so this occurred 20 minutes ago, I'm 45 on dialysis. During treatment due to the heat in the unit the taped holding one if the needles in my fistula lost its adhesive and the needle had slipped, setting off the alarm. Nurse in charge comes over and retapes the needle, adds new tape and starts typing up an incident log. Stuff like this is recorded to improve the service. Nurse that put me on asked why she's logging it and is told why and gets upset saying she will get in trouble yada yada. That I'm not mad about it so there's no need to log it. Nurse in charge says there is, as the needle could have come out leaving me with blood coming out an artery. No one gets in trouble for this, it's something that can happen. Other nurse just yells that she's being a jobsworth and she never records this happening. Nurse in charge informed her that it why she got the promotion, not entitled nurse cause she doesn't seem to care anymore. Entitled nurse deflates, apologized to the unit and goes out for a smoke. Comes back in all friendly asking me not to report her as she's worried. I told her I'm more concerned about being safe than reporting something that has happened before. Update, I needed the toilet really bad and machine was told in self-cleaning. I come back and she puts me on under supervision, then bollocks me for being late to dialysis. Other nurses point out I was on the Kazi and she's now sat down sulking and eating her stash of chocolate like it's been made illegal.